What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Joining us right now from Locked On Ravens podcast, he is Kevin Ostreicher. What's going on, Kevin?
What's going on, guys? Ravens week two of the preseason coming up on Saturday. I know a lot of exciting things to take away from that game against the Colts on Thursday, and just continuing to grind away until the regular season begins.
Now, part of the grind is determining who's going to be on that final roster spots for the running back position. Do you think the Ravens can afford to keep all of these current running backs?
I think that at this point, I'd probably just say they keep three. I think that the cutoff is probably with Keaton Mitchell there. And look, I think Rasheen Ali made a statement on Thursday. I think he started off a little bit slow, but then was able to really pick it up, had really a drive that was dedicated to him. He had the kick return and then ended up punching the ball on that same drive himself. But at this point, we know the Ravens are already kind of going through a little bit of a roster crunch at this point, and I think you have what you need with those three guys, meaning Derrick Henry, Justice Hill, and Keaton Mitchell. We see a lot of guys also pushing for roster spots and maybe even forcing Baltimore to keep an extra at their positions, outside linebacker being one, defensive line maybe being another. So I think Rasheen Ali would have to do a lot, in my opinion, to have the Ravens keep four running backs at this point.
You mentioned outside linebackers. What's Ajabo's future look like here?
He's going to have to, that's one of the main guys where I think he has to force the Ravens to keep six outside linebackers, because at this point, I think your five are pretty set with Van Noy, Owe, Mike Green, Tavius Robinson, and Adisa Isaac as well. So Ajabo can make them make that decision. I think he took advantage of his opportunities during the game against the Colts on Thursday. But, you know, at this point, I still don't have him on my final 53, man. He would have to have another couple of really good games. And I think he can. You know, I think he showed some of the flashes that people have been wanting to see from him over the last couple of seasons. But, you know, it really has been a struggle for him to stay healthy. He hasn't been able to get the production that you need from him. And it's largely been disappointing. So I think that Ajabo, there's still a chance he makes the roster. There's still a chance that Baltimore keeps six outside linebackers. But if you do that, are you comfortable? Like, what position are you then sacrificing a spot at? Is that offensive line? Is it in the secondary? You know, I think as the preseason goes along here and the Ravens play these last two games, we'll kind of figure out where they might need to beef up the roster with guys and where they could be. Maybe they could move on from some players. So I think for Ajabo, it's still possible, but he still needs to do a little bit more.
Kevin Ostreicher joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Kevin, you talked about the first preseason game with the Indianapolis Colts. Overall from this team, and I know we saw a lot of twos and threes, if not all of them, what was your take from their first dress rehearsal, if you will?
I really think that their depth is through the roof here. I mean, and you mentioned it with the twos and the threes, where you look up and down the roster, you look at who was playing on Thursday, and you just see guys that I think can play roles for you, but it's not the star power that's going to be on the field in week one. And you look at guys like Mike Green and Adisa Isaac and David Ajabo at outside linebacker. But I thought some of the corners played really well, like Jalen Armour Davis, and I thought he was sticky in coverage. You know, you look at some of the other guys as well, like running backs, for example, like we talked about. The depth is really, really good for them. Now, you know, there's still positions that they need to figure out. I know the backup quarterback spot is one, and I feel bad for the wide receivers because they really didn't get balls thrown their way enough in a good fashion to be able to showcase their skills. Ajonte Wester was really the only guy that was able to take advantage of that with a nice long catch that counted. Tez Walker had one, too, that was out of bounds, but it was PI. But I think the Ravens' depth is incredible right now, and they're going to need it. I mean, the NFL injuries happen. We see it already going on with the Ravens in the secondary with both their rookie cornerbacks being out for the season. Isaiah Likely obviously goes down. He'll hopefully be back by week one or a little bit after that. So, you know, I liked what I saw from a lot of the depth players on the roster, and I think that it's a testament to how Eric DeCosta has built this team.
What about the offensive line? That's one place that I look. I think safety is the obvious one. Free safety, you look at the, if you look at the Ravens' depth chart, there's two people. It's Malachi Starks and Bo Braid. I think we miss Ardarius Washington a lot. That aside, what do you think of the offensive line depth?
I think that they it's tough a little bit because the Ravens over the last couple of seasons have had a guy that can fill in at all five spots in Patrick McCary, and that has masked a lot of things that, you know, they don't really have that anymore.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Where they don't have a guy that can play all five spots. So it's a little bit dicey to me, especially because you're relying on a couple of guys that either are inexperienced or had up and down seasons in 2024. I know Daniel Falele is the talk of everybody right now in terms of that unit. Andrew Voorhees, I think he played well in that preseason game in week one. But again, the inexperience, he hasn't really played a ton at the NFL level. So behind them, it's Ben Cleveland, who, you know, for so, like, there's no competition at right guard, it feels like. Todd Monken's comments about Daniel Falele yesterday, you know, all but slammed shut the possibility of them having some competition there. They believe in him. So it's Cleveland, Emory Jones, if he comes back from his injury. Note Boom is a swing tackle guy. You know, their offensive line depth certainly did take a hit with Patrick McCary walking out the door to go to Jacksonville. So they're going to have to hopefully rely on their offensive line being healthy for a full 17 games. And we know that in the NFL, that usually doesn't happen. So they might have a game or two where they struggle to replace guys or fill depth holes on that line. But, you know, it's going to be important, especially because, you know, they have good players on that line, Stanley, Linderbaum, Rosengarten, et cetera. But if they go down, you know, it's a decent drop-off from the guys that they have on the depth.
I agree with you. Kevin Ostreicher from Locked On Ravens podcast. Kevin, we saw a couple of young corners go down early in the preseason, but these are guys that are deep on the depth chart. Is there any reason for concern at the depth of that position?
I don't think so. You mentioned it. There are guys that probably wouldn't have played a lot this season. Honestly, one of them might not even have made the team considering how much depth they have at the position. They would have had to have it was a battle between Kone, Longerbeam, Jalen Armour Davis, and Reuben Lowry for maybe one or two spots. So I think with obviously your guys, Nate Wiggins, Marlon Humphrey, Jair Alexander, as long as those three stay healthy, you're going to be fine. Now, obviously, you know, you can't bank on that. So if one goes down, you still behind them have guys like Chidobe Awuzie and TJ Tampa. I think you're still feeling good. You know, it's unfortunate that, you know, you lose your two rookies for the season this early in the process, but I think this probably secures Jalen Armour Davis's roster spot. I think that Reuben Lowry now has a really good shot to make the roster, and you still feel good about where they are right now, especially at that position.
Oh, man. And what do you think? It's just the one person who sounds ridiculous even asking for. I mean, Tyler Loop has been given the job since there's no other kicker in camp. How do you feel about him?
The leg is there, and you know, yeah. I think at this point the Ravens clearly have a type in terms of kicker. They want the strong leg. They want to be able to work with a guy, get their mechanics down. There are going to be ups and downs for Tyler Loop this season. It's not going to be perfect, and I know that with the way the Ravens are right now and what their status is in terms of being a Super Bowl contender, Super Bowl or bust, all the expectations, you know, the lows for Tyler Loop this season, they might be hard to stomach. But what I kind of say is, I mean, the kicker position last year for Baltimore wasn't perfect either. Justin Tucker had his worst season. It was one of the worst seasons in the NFL by a kicker. So Tyler Loop hopefully will be even if he's just a little better than that, that's an improvement. And I expect him to hopefully just figure things out over the course of the season where, you know, the rookie growing pains will be there. He's a young player trying to find his footing. You know, it's different, you know, hitting a 60-yarder in the preseason or in stadium practice compared to doing it at Acrisure Stadium with 2 seconds left and right, against the Steelers to win the game. So yeah. He has to go through those moments, have those experiences, and if the Ravens weren't in a position where they were vying for a Super Bowl, it'd be fine if he kind of learned through those mistakes, missed some kicks, and built up to it. But I know with where he is right now and where the team is right now, you know, a loss could mean seeding, you know, division, the whole nine yards. But I think Luke will end up being okay. The Ravens clearly have confidence in him. Like you said, it's his job. There's no one else on the roster. So I think Luke will be all right by the end of the season. And I think a lot of fans will be happy with the results.
As I said before, Tyler Loop is not replacing the legendary Justin Tucker. He's replacing last year's Justin Tucker.
Yeah, yeah. And that's all they need.
Tell us all about Locked On Ravens podcast.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube. We're a five-day-a-week Ravens show, so Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Eastern Time when the show comes out. Of course, diving into just daily updates on the Ravens. We have a lot of other content as well. Watch-alongs during games, reactions after games, and bonus episodes on the weekends when headlines are written. There are a lot of Baltimore Ravens headlines. But they're always something to talk about over on Locked On Ravens. So you want to have some more daily Ravens coverage, come on over, and we talk football all the time over there on Locked On Ravens.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Kevin.